Chill on the Hill is more than just giving kids something to do in the summer. It's about introducing young people to the arts. How long has Chill on the Hill been going on?
This will be our sixth summer.
Devised for that very reason, or probably a combination of the two. I mean, the kids can never get into the arts too young, I don't think. Plus,
no.
They need something to do.
They need something to do. They want something a little bit more constructive. It gets kids in the door sometimes. Those big pillars outside of the Heidi Center can be intimidating, and people think that, ooh, you have to talk with your pinky up in the air if you're going to talk about the arts. We really want kids to get in here, you know, run around on the wooden floors. It's
cool.
Fantastic. Get into the auditorium, step on stage. It's an experience, I think, that will stay with them for a lifetime.
Yeah, I was going to say that. They probably would never forget that. Plus, growing up in town or around town, every time they look up on the hill, they'll see that as a friendly place.
Exactly.
Cool. That's cool. Is there age limits for this?
We encourage, like, ages 4 to 10. We have kids that come that are older than 10, and they enjoy it. It depends on what's coming up.
Can you accommodate any number of kids, or is there a first-come, first-served thing?
Right now, we've been able to accommodate all the kids that come. Last year, the first one was a Hawaiian dance when we had 80 kids show up, and it was fantastic.
Wow. Now, Chill on the Hill goes from June 18th through August 20th, everything from science to music to art to belly dancing.
Yes.
Let's go down the list. June 18th, it's the Art of Science.
Yes. Vanessa from the Lily Pad Labs is going to come up. She specifically talked about some of the science things they get involved in and about plants and how they grow. And she said, does that have anything to do with art? And I'm like going, oh, my gosh. You know, what art does for people's analytical skills is unbelievable. And when you're getting into math or science, you've got to be able to put different disparate things together and come up with a whole new idea. And, and I said it's a hand-in-glove type of a concept, and she got excited about it. So this will be the first time we've had her up here, and we hope to be able to do more with Lily Pad Labs next year.
June 25th, the kids will be able to hear some flute.
We have Rita Simon, who does some Native American flute. She'll also bring in several of them. And so the idea is so that kids can get a hand on it, try to blow into a flute, see how difficult or easy it is, and then a little bit of the cultural background of it.
Then you're going to take a break on the July 4th week, but then July 9th, you return with Monica Holtz.
She's going to talk about her books. I mean, she'll be able to read some of her books and then talk to the kids about making a book and the photography that goes behind it.
Jerry Way comes in on the 16th. There's a guy that's well-known in Chippewa Falls.
Jerry Way is wonderful. He's always there to help out with a community event. He is going to give kids a chance to get on guitar and get a feel for it. He also does guitar lessons down here in Chippewa Falls, so you know, he's got lots of experience, of course, and then he's just great with kids.
We're talking about Chill on the Hill and more going on at the Heidi Center for the Arts this summer in Chippewa Falls. Deb Johnson with us today. Then Rita Simon comes back on the 23rd of July, and that's the belly dancing.
Yes, the belly dancing. Belly dancing has gotten pretty popular in the area. There's a number of different dance troupes. Rita is doing it down here in downtown Chippewa Falls and is going to talk a lot more about the cultural impact of belly dancing and, of course, get kids up there and get them moving their hips and, you know, moving around to it. But there is that cultural part of it that I think people don't necessarily think of.
Yeah, no kidding. Then Colleen Crowley steps in on the 30th of July. What's circle art?
Hopefully it'll be nice outside. We'll do some chalk art that'll be on our sidewalks and things in front of the Heidi Center. So I'm looking forward to that so people walk in and see artwork as you come in and get the kids out working in circles.
Whereas Jerry Way's program is called Guitar, you have a program on the 6th of August called Violins.
Yes, we have our past president, Don Weibel, who has a repair shop downtown, Northwoods Violins. He's going to come up, and he actually gives the kids a chance to feel, understand, learn about violins, violas, and I think he even brings up a cello.
Ah. August 13th, it's typography art. Colleen Crowley returns.
Yes, she's got so many ideas. I just absolutely love Colleen. She loves to get kids involved in visual arts. Typography art is something that they're doing in different cities that is pretty cool. It's using the typeface and words to create the art. So she's going to introduce that to kids up here, how the words and then how you make them look. It can be an art form in itself.
Ah, okay. And then finally, August 20th, it's sports dance with a Z.
Deborah Lang wants to make sure that boys know that it is cool to dance. She changed her dance program that she would do, introducing kids to movement and to dance, into sports dance, so they realized that it's not just ballet or something that would seem to be girl-oriented.
Well, you know, you have quite a diverse summer of Chill on the Hill. Are there guidelines that you use to put your programs together? I mean, do you work with educators to tell you what's best for kids, or how do you determine what gets presented?
We actually work with people that are supportive of the Heidi Center and have different skills and gifts that they want to give back to the community.
Okay.
No, I don't work with an educator with a specific idea in mind. Mm-hmm. I think if it's coming from somebody's own interest and enjoyment and love, mm-hmm. they will pass on that passion more than just being a more perfunctory class.
Sure. So. Well, that's what summer's all about. I mean, you get away from education as usual. It's a break. It's education of a different color.
It is.
You also have a theater skills drama camp later on in June, entering grades 5 through 8. Kids can partake. It's the 17th through the 21st. How is that put on? Who does that?
This one's a little bit different. We had been doing Missoula during the summer, giving kids a chance to come up here and get involved in learning and presenting a program. This time we're going to work with Climb Theater based out of the cities. We have two different camps that are there, youth entering grades 5 to 8 and also youth entering grades 1 to 4. During the week, there'll be, you know, 5 days where they're going to work on different skills involved with drama, speaking, acting in front of others, make it fun, make it interesting. And then it's also kind of around a lesson, so they'll come up with maybe a recycling theme and create a small skit that they'll present on that Friday. So it's not the bigger production, it's a smaller skit, but they're going to be all involved instead of part of Missoula, which is, it's really cool, but if you're not in a main part, sometimes you spend a lot of time watching, and this is really intended to be hands-on, everybody involved in everything.
Carry that on for a long time, I'll bet.
I hope so, and they're all free. That's what we want to be able to do, get kids involved in theater and mm-hmm. arts earlier, like you had said. You know, once you get introduced to it early, it doesn't seem strange as you get older.
No kidding. Well, it's nice that those are free. Not everything is free, but even the things that have an admission price are, I mean,
pretty reasonable.
So reasonable at the Heidi Center. For instance, you have a Swedish troubadour coming on the 27th.
Yes, we have Joel Carlson, and it's a collaboration together with Norden Folk, which is a group here that is promoting Scandinavian culture in this area.
Yeah.
We've got lots of Scandinavians in the area, which is nice. And he happens to be here from Sweden in the area, and the Norden Folk Network, and have him going around to different areas and, mm-hmm. and sharing his expertise in both modern and kind of traditional guitar. Because I think sometimes people think, when you're talking about a cultural performance, it's got to always be traditional, whatever that is. Well, traditions are always moving and evolving. And so he's got what the Swedes are doing, you know, in that guitar in a more modern way.
Good stuff. As if that weren't enough, you have Artists of the Month for June being local photographers involved in your gallery.
Yes, we have photographers. We also have Robbie Jasper, who is a woman who was very supportive of the Heidi Center and who passed away this past winter. And so the family's going to be showing some of her stuff. So it's kind of a nice mixture. We have photographers on the second floor, and on the third floor we'll have Robbie Jasper. I love that cross connection that can happen. You know, you come for a photography exhibit, you get turned on to someone who's working in acrylics or something like that.
Well, I just love your galleries. I mean, with those high ceilings, and you can remember, you know, being in an old school, and it's the floors creak, and I love it. Well, hey, you know, go put your feet up. It's, you know, you've made me out of breath just talking about all the things going on at the Heidi Center, and I know that you will have even more announcements of things coming up as summer wanes and fall comes around.
Yes, we try to keep busy. We take advantage of things that are coming around, so... The Eau Claire Children's Theater is coming up here with some classes so that people in Chippewa Falls and the area that normally may not want to make it into Eau Claire will come out and have some classes. They do cost a little bit, but again, it's mm-hmm. not very much. So in August, if people are interested, they can go to the Eau Claire Children's Theater and sign up for some of those.
Okay, yeah, probably at the website too.
Yes.
And you have a website as well. We'll tell people about it. But Deb Johnson, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Al.